Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you this weekend wrote me on Facebook how your son and his friends were talking about who they were going to vote for. And some were hoping that Bernie Sanders was going to run. Some wanted Trump. Some wanted DeSantis. And you wanted me to talk about how the Gen Zs and the young people are looking at politics. And this is interesting because I do have a couple Gen Z kids, and I see their friends, and I talk to them. And the way they look at politics is way different than Gen Xers and Boomers. Millennials might look at things like a Gen Xer would or a Gen Z would. But, you know, the farther difference you are in the generations, it's completely different. And I guess Turning Point USA Student Action Summit happened in Tampa, Florida. And you saw, you know, some people kind of split over if they were going to vote for DeSantis or vote for Donald Trump. But you have Democrats. And, you know, some people really like Bernie Sanders. The kids are still talking about Bernie Sanders. And like, not my kids, but they, you know, that you know, maybe he has it right. Maybe capitalism doesn't work. You know, maybe there's all this greed. Maybe there's all this. And you know, the one mistake I think everybody makes, we make this in medicine. We make this in relationships. We make this problem, this in politics, is it's either all or nothing. And I don't think, maybe it's because I'm older and I'm starting to get a little wiser, but not every mo. There's benefits and risks to everything. It's not just capitalism is the most awesome, way of running an economy. I think it's great. It's my choice, supply and demand. But yeah, there's issues. Of course there's issues. There's people cornering the market. There's, you know, companies trumping over smaller companies. Yeah, there are issues. That's why we have to have antitrust laws and, you know, we have to have labor laws and things like that. Some people might say, oh, socialism is fantastic or communism is fantastic or the COVID vaccines are fantastic or the COVID vaccines are not. It's everybody keeps looking at things as all or none. You know, I think sometimes, you know, Republicans can add some amazing sorts of policies that help the economy, that help strengthen the nation. You have Democrats that can offer some awesome policies for saving the environment, for, you know, helping those that are vulnerable. And, you know, sometimes things go too far on either end, and it takes us to kind of find that happy medium. And so when, you know, people are like, you know, oh, yeah, we need Trump or, oh, no, we don't need Trump. You know, if you could take what Trump did that was super, super good, you know, and you take what, let's say, you know, Bill Clinton did that was good or Obama did that was really, really good, you know, or whatever. And I mean, you know, we could have, you know, an amazing, amazing future. But that's not what happens. It, you know, Biden comes into office and just completely, you know, reverses stuff Trump did. You know, we're done with this, we're done with this, we're done with this, and now we got some big, big messes. Now we're starting to amp up our fuel production. Luckily now fuel prices are going down because, again, we, you know, from shunting away from that, you know, and our president needing to go and, you know, fist bump Saudi Arabian, officials to help us. That, you know, so fortunately, things are starting to reverse again. In fact, I heard Biden might have to build the wall in some areas. I think near San Diego, they're going to finish part of the wall. So, you know, be a man, be, and say, look, there were some things that, you know, maybe the prior president brought up that helps. Just like, you know, Trump should have said there were some things that Obama brought up that you know, could be followed through on. But nobody is going to build upon another political, another administration's, you know, political achievements and advancements. That's why, you know, when people were like, oh, you know, we need Hillary Clinton to save Obamacare. First of all, Obamacare was a mess. You know, I like the idea of no pre-existing conditions, but Obamacare was a mess, so that wasn't going to win people over. And then on top of that, Hillary wasn't going to expand on Obamacare, especially when it was her idea in the 90s. Hillary was going to come up with Hillary Care. So Biden still has allowed Obamacare to continue because Biden was vice president. You know, and he feels he was kind of a part of that process. But Hillary was not going to. She wanted Hillary Care since the 90s. So we make that mistake and I see that with the young people. They're like, you know, Bernie Sanders, right? Capitalism is a problem. So, that needs to go. And no, it doesn't need to go. It's just the parts that are the problem need to get fixed. You know, like police. You know, there were some things that happened, you know, where people died, you know, during police arrest, police detaining, like what happened to George Floyd. That's horrible. What happened to George Floyd? Does it mean we have to do away completely with the police department? No. We need training. We need to figure out how we eliminate, you know, any sort of, you know, death or injuries that happen during arrests. We need to figure out how to, you know, get people to stop resisting arrest, because most of the danger happens during the resisting of arrest. But does that mean we have to defund the police? Does that mean we have to completely do away with every, you know, it's this all or nothing attitude. I don't know what the young people are thinking. I think the young people are starting to fall kind of the same ways as some older individuals, as, well, we're just going to vote this or we're just going to vote this, you know. But many are a little bit torn on, you know, Trump and Biden, especially from an age standpoint. And a lot of the young people think we have individuals that are older and not representing them. And you know, the Gen Zs look at older people as boomers, even if you're not a baby boomer. They call you a boomer. I've been called a boomer, and I'm a Gen X. I think it's a compliment to be called a boomer. But, so, you know, I can't speak for all of them, but I do think there's a big push to bring in somebody younger. So younger conservatives might lean more towards DeSantis from the Republican side. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there is a, we got some breaking news. I'm so sorry. Looks like a woman has been shot after somebody opened fire inside Dallas Love Field. Every day we just hear something. This is just, oh my gosh. So a woman, hold on a second, we're just getting this now. Oh, a woman pulled out a gun inside Dallas Love Field Airport late Monday morning, began shooting towards the ceiling. She was confronted and shot by officers. No other injuries have been reported. Dallas Police Chief of Police Eddie Garcia said the woman, identified only as a 37-year-old, was dropped off at the airport just before 11. Once inside, she went to a restroom, changed her clothes. Garcia said the woman exited the restroom wearing a hoodie, pulled out a gun, and started firing several shots. Most of the shots, though, appeared to be directed towards the ceiling. They said, at this point, we do not know where exactly the individual was aiming. From what we were seeing, she aimed at the ceiling. There were several rounds that were found. Officers inside the airport confronted the woman, shot her in her lower extremities. The woman was taken to Parkland Memorial Hospital in unknown condition. No further information about the motivation. So, cell phone video was shared with multiple news stations showing travelers on the ground behind chairs at the gate, sheltering in place. Man. Now, a man who spoke with NBC 5 Monday morning said he was standing nearby when the woman pulled out a gun and started shooting. The man said the woman said she had an announcement to make and said something about her husband cheating. She basically said her announcement, talking about her husband was cheating or something. And she basically said she was about to blow this sucker up. After she said that, she pulled out a gun. She fired the first shot into the air and basically everybody scattered. We were running. There were 10 to 12 more shots after that. So most of the shots were heard near a baggage or ticket counter area. Max Garon, chief of police in Rockwall, said that he and his family were going through security when they heard the gunshots. He said he grabbed his kids, and the TSA agents responded quickly by shuffling travelers to secure areas. He said TSA then got word that the shooter was down, and they were evacuated out of the airport and sequestered in an indoor location. So all flights inbound to Dallas Love, for some of you who are traveling, are currently being held at their departure location until 1:30 p.m., which is 11:30 Pacific time. So hopefully for about only another 9 minutes. Plans to land in the hour or so after the incident were held on the tarmac, not proceeding to the gates. That's very difficult, by the way, because I've had to pee. The plane lands. I'm like, I'm going to hold it because we're landing. I'm going to hold it because we're landing because you can't, seatbelt signs on. And then all of a sudden you're on the tarmac for an hour. That's rough. Planes that land, you aren't allowed to. Apparently you are not allowed to pee if you're on the tarmac. They have to. You have to be seated. Yeah, it's crazy. Well, that's what one flight attendant told me. So I had to sit there and, you know, oh man, it was rough. Southwest Airlines issued the following statement early today saying they paused all departures and arrivals as we wait for additional information from authorities. There's no greater priority for us than the safety of our employees and customers. This is going to be a routine thing, sadly. This is just, getting a weapon and deciding to cause mayhem, airports closing down. It's frustrating. And those of us that, you know, carry, that would like to be able to stop something like this, we can't. In an airport, you can't, obviously. You have to have, if you're going to take a gun with you, it has to be checked, it has to be declared, it has to be in your, it can't be in your carry-on, obviously. Obviously, I get that. But it has to be in your suitcase. So, you know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also tragic is a 6-year-old girl and her parents were shot dead while camping in Iowa. Sarah and Tyler Schmidt, both 42 years old, and their daughter Lula were found in their tent at the Maquoketa Cave State Park. The couple's 9-year-old son survived the attack. Police believe the suspected shooter, a 23-year-old man, turned the gun on himself. His body was also found at the park. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. I don't think we know why this person decided to shoot up these individuals in their tent. According to Assistant Director of Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation, Mitch Mortvet, he told local newspapers, the Des Moines Register, that there had been no reports of an earlier altercation between the suspect and victims. The suspected shooter was named Anthony Orlando Sherwin. He was also staying at the campsite. The victims' bodies were found on Friday morning. Emergency services were called at 6:30 local time. Park was evacuated. Sherwin was armed, found to be missing. And then after an air search, his body was found in the park. I believe a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, the Schmidts were from Cedar Falls, also in Iowa. Cedar Falls Mayor Rob Green said that this week he had been working with Sarah, who worked at the local library on a project. So they're all shocked. And now a GoFundMe page has been set up to help the 9-year-old, who is now, you know, familyless. And the organizer is Mrs. Schmidt's cousin. So the boy is now surrounded by extended family, but he has no parents and no sister. So, I really shudder to think that this is happening, and it's happening almost on a daily basis in our country. And we have some such severe, obviously at the core is mental health issues. Okay, we have 360 million Americans. They don't go and shoot and stab and run over with their car random people all the time. There are select individuals that are doing it, but we have a lot of individuals who are doing it. We have a lot of people that just decide to take people's lives. And there's something that they're fascinated about when it comes to killing. And I can't just always blame the animal instinct. Because with this animal instinct we have to fight, it involves us being more physical. And, you know, the use of a weapon is, you know, could still be in our animalistic instinct, but if I really want to blame this on some people, they just want to get physical with somebody. They're not necessarily getting physical, but they're killing somebody with a gun, but they're not necessarily getting physical, which means these people that are using guns really want to end these people's lives. I mean, that's their main drive. And why is there such a drive to kill? Psychologically, it's frustrating because you're not dealing with a logical person. You and I are logical, and so, you know, we're thinking, okay, well, maybe they're hurt, or maybe they're, you know, there are just some random reasons. Some people hear a voice. Some people think that Jodie Foster will then be in love with them because he shot the president, like John Hinckley Jr. You know, you just don't know. Or these demons take over. Or there's just, I can't explain it. And I can't explain it because I think logically, and the average, you know, person that does something this heinous and this horrible is not thinking logically. And if we are, you know, we're having rising numbers, and I do believe the numbers are rising, and it's not just that we have more reporting of it, but I mean, and you know, we do have a higher population, but I do think we have, you know, a higher percentage of these types of crimes, especially involving kids. And so if we don't figure out what the thought process is or what goes wrong with these people, and they're young people. Well, this shooter, 23 years old, we are looking at trend of young men, teens, men, school shooting families, random shooting. What is it? What is it about? I mean, is it they hate kids? Is it they hate seeing a family that's happy and they don't have that family? Is it jealousy? I mean, you know, even though they're psychotic and they have mental issues that we might not be able to comprehend, we could still try to figure out what a trigger is for these people that are mentally unstable. But we definitely have a trend of individuals that have no problem, you know, violating any sort of ethic or good and right boundary, you just don't know what they're thinking. And so I'm sorry this happened. I think it's sick. It's disgusting. And I think a lot of individuals are going to be less likely. I mean, and we're also seeing a lot of these. You know, it's not just, you know, the big cities and, well, crime's higher in big cities. We're talking about a campsite in Iowa. We're talking about a Dallas, Texas airport. I get Dallas is, you know, still a big city, but, you know, it's just following a different pattern. And we need to figure it out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is returning to Washington, D.C. this week to deliver the closing address at the America First Agenda Summit. The president set to hammer the Biden administration on 40-year high inflation. This as Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said on Sunday that she believes inflation spiked because of global factors like COVID-19 and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says she'd like to see more attempts to address inflation.
If there was a silver bullet that would have solved inflation, it would have been shot, right? I think that it's about trying as many things as we can to try to affect that needle.
President Biden's doctor says the president is recovering nicely from COVID, Biden continuing his treatment on Paxlovid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So once we saw high inflation, we, on this show, I think everybody and the mother, started talking about how, yep, we are headed for a recession. And there's been many individuals that have been saying, no, it's not a recession. Stop saying that. Not a recession. Not going to be a recession. We're doing good. We're doing great. Look at how all these people are back at work. Well, they got kicked out of work. They got locked down. Then we paid them to stay home. That money stopped. Things got costly. I don't know if I would say that strong economic growth. I think we're still struggling. But there is a definition to a recession, which a lot of us have looked up. According to Oxford Languages, recession is defined as a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP into successive quarters. Now, that has been kind of the definition that we've had for a while. I don't think it's been altered much. And on Thursday, the U.S. Department of Commerce's Bureau of Economic Analysis will release their anticipated second quarter GDP numbers, because the second quarter ended July 1. Those numbers will show if the economy is in a recession, because that will have been the second quarter. Now, it appears that the Biden administration is redefining recession. Now, I don't know if they're going to get a hold of Merriam-Webster or Oxford language dictionaries or what they're going to do, but if it shows that we have a second negative quarter of GDP, we have high inflation, we have people spending less, we have people getting laid off because they can't afford labor costs, and these companies can't afford to keep their businesses open, then we are in a form of recession. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty defined. According to CNBC, no, I'm sorry, according to theHeraldandNews.com, the U.S. economy contracted a negative 1.4% during the first quarter, and a second negative quarter of GDP is temporarily defined as a recession. Some economic indicators foreshadow potential negative growth in the second quarter, which we'll find out on Thursday. The Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank issues regular GDP growth projections. The central bank's regional arm's latest projection on July 19th projects a negative 1.6 growth in second quarter, which is worse than first. That is down from a negative 1.5% projection on July 15th. Another Atlanta Federal economic growth projection is scheduled Wednesday, July 27th. So according to Victor Clark, economics professor at Florida Gulf Coast University, says they have us in a recession. Clara said a second quarter of negative GDP growth will also further rattle economic confidence, already dealing with a 9.1% national inflation rate. They say, I think people are going to get even more uneasy. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you guys to sell your stocks, but, you know, if there's some things that you think you're already ahead on and you think it's going to drop, you might want to grab, you know, money and run. The first quarter inflation was double digits for June in Seattle, 10.1%, Baltimore, 10.6%, Miami, 10.6%, Phoenix, 12.3%, Alaska, 12.4%, Atlanta, 11.5%. The Biden administration has pointed to recent drops in gasoline prices as the White House, you know, has been dealing with the, you know, bad headlines, 40-year high inflation. Gas prices went to $4.36 per gallon nationally on Monday. That is down 66 cents from the record $5.02 gallon mark set in June. But they say fuel prices are still up 38% from a year ago, when the average $3.16 per gallon was clocked. And keep in mind, with less 4th of July holiday travel, with inflation, less travel, less gas demand, with less demand, gas prices drop. And it sounds like that our refineries are working full. I think whatever we do have open is working at its max. So I am expecting gas prices to drop, but I don't know necessarily one particular person gets all the credit. Gas prices in Oregon, they average about $5.17 a gallon on Monday. It is down from $5.55 a gallon. I love the fact that they're going down. You know, but again, we're not driving. I mean, we're not taking any trips. We're, you know, carpooling. We're using less gas. I had to fill up every week. I'm trying to push it to every 2 weeks if I can. You know, I mean, I'm still using my air conditioning. I told you guys how to save gas. It's better to use your air conditioning than to open your windows. All right, but I'm not speeding as much. I'm not starting and stopping. I'm coasting a little bit more when I get to the stops. I emptied out the trunk because I was carrying a lot of crap in the trunk, and I started losing weight. So I think my losing weight is going to also help our gas mileage too. So Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is among the top administration officials who discounted inflation in 2021, now is saying that two quarters of negative growth does not equate to a recession. So when you have your Treasury Secretary not even agree with basic economic definitions, it does pose a problem. She said that's not the technical definition. This is what she said on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. She said there is an organization called the National Bureau of Economic Research that looks at a broad range of data in deciding whether or not there's a recession. And most of the data that they look at right now continues to be strong. She said, I would be amazed if they would declare this period to be a recession, even if it happens to have two quarters of negative growth. We have a very strong labor market. When you are creating almost 400,000 jobs a month, that is not a recession. And I know some of you are kind of looking around and they're like, you're like, well, wait a second. You know, these places are open. You know, I'm not seeing the business closures. I'm not seeing the, well, if you remember what happened with 2008, 2009, they were talking about it, and I'm looking around, and I'm not seeing anything. And everything seems to be, you know, I mean, my patients still have health insurance. They're coming in, and, you know, restaurants open, everything. And then it just seemed like all of a sudden it snowballed. And the news says we're in a recession. And then all of a sudden people start getting laid off. And then they get laid off. Well, they're not working. And then, you know, restaurants start closing and businesses start closing. And it just snowballed. And so I would love to, you know, have that attitude of, guys, everything's going to be fine. You know, you could still, you might have to save up, but you could still go out, you could still spend. But the difference between the Great Recession that we had in the, you know, late zeros, early teens, and now is we have sky-high inflation. We did not have this kind of inflation. And even if I wish it, and I want to say, you know, hey, guys, look, I get it's a definition. You know, it's only a guideline. Even if I want to help out Janet Yellen, all right, I am spending less. You know, there's a restaurant I want to take my mom to for her birthday. And I haven't gone there in years because it's pricey. And we're going to save up. We're not going to go to dinner for weeks. So we save up so we could take her out to this nice place for her birthday. Well, if I haven't gone to this place in years, and I haven't, and we're not going out to, you know, a lot. Like, I went out to dinner Friday to a place that, it's one of my favorite restaurants in town, but I maybe go once a year, if that. I mean, we're really limit now things because it's just not worth it. So when a recession does hit, it's not just happening in those 6 months. It then spurs a whole attitude of things. And until inflation goes down and prices go down, people are not going to be able to afford what they want to. And if a sandwich is $19 at a restaurant you've been going to where you could get the sandwich for $12, which still is kind of costly, you know, if you can't get your $1.99 eggs and pancakes anymore, and breakfasts are now $12.99, you're going to rethink going out for breakfast. It's just too expensive. Same thing with gas. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you over the break had asked, am I noticing that my patients have been losing their jobs? I have. And not a lot. Nothing like I saw in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. Nothing to that degree. But, yes, some of my patients are saying they're losing their insurance at the end of the month. And so their telemedicine, because I see people on telemedicine in multiple states, so their telemedicine benefits are zero copay, that, you know, they're calling me now. And I'm like, but you've had this problem for 6 months. Did you see your doctor? No. Then you got like 5-6 days to get in with your doctor. So to answer your question, I am seeing some. I'm just not seeing a lot yet. In Israel, we're being told that over 500 Israeli tech employees were fired in one day. over fears of bubble. The AID Genomics, a Singaporean medical technology company, announced a substantial reduction in its activity in Israel by moving its research and development center abroad, canceling planned investments in the country. So over 500 Israeli tech employees were laid off on Sunday. So this resulted in 400 workers, the vast majority in Israel, being laid off, according to Hebrew media reports. This is being reported by Times of Israel. Earlier, U.S. insurance firm Asurion announced it was shuttering its Israeli development center amid restructuring, resulting in 120 employees being fired and 40 other workers laid off at the end of the year. In 2013, Asurion acquired Israeli startup Saludo, which had previously been owned by Naftali Bennett, who later entered politics and then ended up becoming prime minister from June 2021 until last month. So some things are kind of, and again, we do watch what happens with other countries, because Israel's high-tech sector has high salaries, exorbitant perks. So they have been breaking more and more records in recent years, and some observers have warned that there could be a bubble in the market. And one thing I had told you guys that I saw with my patients is those during the Great Recession, if they had higher pay, longevity in a company, more perks, they seem to be the first ones fired. So it was supposed to be last one hired, first one fired, but not always the case. Especially if you're a company that matches for 401k, the higher paid your employees are, the cost sadly snowballs. Now, Fortune magazine says leaked documents reveal that Amazon managers process is reveal that Amazon managers are now reviewing employees' worth to the company and their pay. A leaked trove of documents highlighting what metrics managers at Amazon prioritize to evaluate performance and changes in compensation have shed light on the company's controversial performance review process. Internal manuals show that Amazon managers are instructed to gauge employees based on two key factors. This is according to Insider. Amazon bosses combine two main metrics in determining an employee's final review or their overall value to the company, their performance score, and the potential they have exhibited. The process is known as Forte. It's highly relevant to Amazon employees, as their overall value is what determines any change in compensation they get. So I don't know if they have listed what these two factors are, but my guess is obviously production let me see if it even says here. They say, first, Amazon managers are instructed to determine how employees have held up to their principles, how this reflects their particular strengths. Can look at their accomplishments, their self-evaluations. Self-evaluations, which is an assessment of the employee's own accomplishments relative to their objectives, were introduced earlier this year after employees complained about managers having too much influence in the review process. So I like it, because you could say, oh, I've done this. It's just I don't know how much weight it's going to be, you know, because I've seen people just completely blow things off, and, you know, and they're like, oh, I've been working all day. Well, no, you aren't, because if you were working, then this one task you were supposed to do would have been addressed, you know. So an employee's performance score could be low if they demonstrate questionable judgment or create an overly complex or simplistic solutions to problems, does not share knowledge, dismiss other viewpoints. Factors that boost an employee score include being reactive to customer needs, acting as a mentor, providing new ideas and discussions, and exhibiting a strong and adaptable work ethic. So this only reason why I'm bringing this up to you is Amazon is one of the biggest employers, and it continues to get big. It's going to also be huge in the medicine and telemedicine world. And, you know, they are very big on productivity. Bezos wants productive employees. Musk does, too. That's why Elon Musk said, if you're going to be working from home, don't work here. We need to know you're working and show up. So some companies are completely fine with staff being home. And you know, especially if productivity can be rated on, is the job done? And now some jobs are just no way. You know, there's your customer service, or people are calling. You know, if there's a, you know, people on hold for 2-3 hours, it'll obviously show that you might be spending too much time on the phone or not catching up. And sometimes it could just be too many people calling. But when you have projects that need to be done, and you're told, look, I need this due by August 1st. I don't care how you do it, just do it. I love those types of things because I'll work on a Sunday, I'll work on a Saturday, as long as I can do some, you know, I need to stop by my friend's mother's house, check on her, do some things. I like the idea of having the flexibility of my schedule during the week. But if it's like, look, you know, this is what we need you to do. We need you to, you know, get this done, or we need you to, you know, man the phones or whatever, and you're sleeping in and you're not clocking in. Yeah, that could be an issue. So, you know, with Amazon, it's really hard to work from home. All right. They need shipments. They need things done. And my only worry is if these companies find that people are becoming less productive, then they're going to shift, again, more towards computer and automation. Amazon is already having robots and things, you know, that could find the product. You know, there's a code, find the product, bring it over, get it in the box. And we, you know, people are going to be out of a job if they don't, and it's very hard to compete with a robot. You know, and I'm not saying we need to work like a robot, but, you know, if these companies see that, you know, those of us working from home, you know, or if we don't want to come to work and would rather work from home, but if we don't work from home, we'll just get unemployment. You know, there's really going to be less incentive for these companies to hire. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people are really worried about what's going on with their food, and we're going to be talking about this later this week. Like, is there going to be a food shortage? But oddly, there was supposed to be a deal that Russia, Ukraine, and I believe European leaders struck in order to resume grain exports. And then the next day, Odessa, which is where the port where most of the exports are going to happen, was bombed. Six explosions were heard. So we're being told by CNN that Russian missile strikes have hit the southern Ukrainian port of Odessa just one day after Ukraine and Russia agreed on a deal that would allow the resumption of vital grain exports from the region. Serhii Bratchuk, a spokesman for the Odessa Military Administration, said two missiles hit the infrastructure of the port. Two were shot down by Ukraine's air defense. At least six explosions were heard in Odessa, according to the Ukraine member of parliament. And it comes one day after ministers signed an agreement brokered by the United Nations and Turkey and Istanbul to allow grain exports from the Ukrainian Black Sea ports aimed at easing the global food crisis sparked by war. One thing I can tell you guys is anytime Russia enters a deal or ceasefire or something happens. Now, I don't know if they have bad communication, and so it just takes a while for the order to go, hey, guys, this is what we've done. And then the bombings were planned days in advance. But it just seems to me one day after there's any sort of agreement, there's a bombing. So something's messed up. Or you just can't trust them. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.